Hi everyone, welcome to Smashy Business Show. I am Ward Ahmed.
And I am joining Ward Farah Bashir.
Oh, and it's so lovely to have you today, Farah.
Thank
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing, Ward?
I'm doing good. You know, Farah, like this morning, I was honestly just on the reflection of like, you know, the life of hosts. You know, hosts.
Yes.
Hosts specifically, not journalists, because yesterday I was on Instagram stories, mm-hmm. and you know Priti Malik,
yeah.
from Virgin Radio. Oh
yes.
Man, I love her.
I love her too.
I love her work so much.
Team. I love the
and it's
team.
So crazy because ever since I've been listening to her on the radio on my way to school, and she actually put out this post where, you know, she was like, you know, I know my life may seem like really glamorous, but I'm always like on go, 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 planning the next show segment. And like she put out like an entire list.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? And it just like made me think to myself, like all these people who like host, like has hosting only ever been the thing that they've done? Like Farah, with you, mm-hmm. were you always a host?
I mean, no. I was a host ever since I was like a baby. I was a Nickelodeon TV host. But as I went to university, as you grow older, you know, your interests do change,
yeah.
right? Mm. So I really got into like the humanitarian. I loved humanitarian things. So I did not only do journalism, I did as well psychology.
Ooh,
and
tell us about that.
I just like love understanding people. I love listening to people. And I've always been the therapist's friend.
Lol.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And
do you like being the therapist friend? I hate it.
Yeah, I do, because like I do give them like good advice that is like very logical, yet understanding what they're feeling and the emotions.
But what did you do with psychology? Did you do anything with it?
Yeah, of course I did. I actually worked with special needs kids.
Oh my God. Did you teach?
It's not really teaching.
Yeah.
But rather of like working with them, giving them like activities to fill up their day, kids with autism, kids with schizophrenia even. And it's a lot of like things, right?
And did you do it here? In the UAE? Here.
Yes, I did it in the UAE.
Okay.
And it was beautiful, of course. I love, because like you only understand the importance of what you're doing when a mother would come up to you and tell you, my son cannot communicate with me.
That makes me so happy to hear. And you know, like Farah, like just you telling me this in itself, it like it really touches my heart, because of the fact that my brother has autism, and for the longest time ever, he used to go to the school, and it's called Safe Center. I think it's in Al Bersha, and it's like, man, like the people who work with these kids, this is how I know you're patient.
Yes.
You're patient. Because
I know.
They're really patient and really gentle people. So
they really
you know,
are.
Just hearing that, like that makes me so happy. And what like would you ever go back to it?
Sure.
Really?
Sure. I mean, because funny thing, because like I say that to my friends, I needed them more than they needed me. You know, because like when you are healing a child, right? Or like dealing with a child, and they're so pure that it just like makes you think in a way like my problems are like they're not even that important.
I completely agree with you, and it's just you know, just with the entire special needs community, especially here in the UAE, I love the special attention that they receive. And it's like just you telling me you're a teacher, it's like, by the way, not everyone is patient with them.
That's true, by the way,
like, not everyone is, and I've seen
that's
it a
true.
lot, like especially with like my brother, in the few cases that he got lost like out of the blue and I've had to go after him, not everybody will recognize his case, and people might get mad over small things.
True.
So it's like I you know, I truly feel like people who, you know, they work with people who are special needs, I feel like they have a more keen eye of the world.
That is true.
They can recognize things quicker.
For sure. I mean, it's not about like recognizing things quicker, but it's kind of like installed a different level of patience in me. And now even if someone comes and tells me something different, I'd probably be thinking, wait, like, what is this person going through to have them say that to me? But it's fine.
It's that empathy. It's that empathy.
Yes, that
but
is
that
true.
Still does not excuse certain people.
For
but
sure.
Anyways, going to our first topic for today. So Oman's investment authority has invested into Elon Musk's AI. So they've basically made such a significant move by actually acquiring stake in xAI, which is Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company. So what this investment does is that it's highlighting Oman's ambitions to bolster its global technology portfolio and support innovation in emerging fields like artificial intelligence.
True.
Like, we're seeing it right now.
It's
AI
everywhere.
Is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
You know,
it's everywhere.
I remember when I was at the Global Media Congress, it was all about AI that day, artificial intelligence. I remember I was watching this one presentation in the IMI section. Basically, they own Sky News and National News, and I was there, and this Sky News reporter, he was giving a presentation, and he was showing how so many new forms of AI are coming every single day.
That is
and
true.
I think what even gave me more goosebumps is that, you know, all these, like, what's it called? All these experts, you know what they were saying? That AI has not even scratched the surface.
By the way, that is true. And I
like,
remember
we
when
we haven't
I
even
first,
received the full thing.
That's true, for sure. I remember when I first joined Augustus Media, I had this big fear of AI. And I remember Richard
Why?
Used to make fun of me. Because I feared that it is going to be taking over everything in our lives. But back to Oman's investment with AI, I think it's a very smart investment because it is going to be supporting the strategy to reduce their reliance on oil, right, in high growth areas, and as well, you know, like it will as well join other Middle Eastern investors such as Saudi Prince Al Walid bin Talal, which is he is by the way backing Elon Musk's AI vision, showing strong regional interest in this field. We know that AI is like something big, and I feel like we were firstly introduced to it through Elon Musk, right? All over, like, oh yeah, you know, Elon Musk talks about
it. I definitely think he's the face of it.
Yes, for sure.
No, seriously, though, I feel like he's leading the movement. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
for
because
sure,
he has
yeah.
such a strong personality, of course he is. But, you know, just to give you guys more information about xAI, it's actually a leading AI venture focused on developing transparent, safe AI systems with real-world applications across sectors like healthcare, finance, and space exploration. So its mission, Musk succinctly put it as, it's to understand the true nature of the universe. And you know what's so interesting, Farah? Just lately, Arabian Business, they released this investigative piece where apparently Musk is planning to open a $1 billion Musk Institute in Dubai. Isn't that crazy?
And that
basically,
would be.
Basically, his father, Elon Musk, he told Arabian Business that this plan has been in the making since 2001, since Musk founded SpaceX. Do you know how insane that is?
Yes.
The fact that since 2001, you know, they were allegedly plotting something like this.
That is true. You know, like, we know how Elon Musk is very all about AI. But speaking of Oman's new funding, now it's expected to accelerate AI development and as well expand into more industries, including space exploration and transportation, which is very cool. And as well, speaking of that, you know, like, we all the time talk about Elon Musk with robotics and all of these things. Have you heard there's a Syrian professor that won at the Arab I think the Arab Great Minds.
Competition,
right?
I did hear
and
about it.
It was really big and really grand because not only is it showing the fact that he's an Arab coming from Syria, he's from Aleppo, the award is equivalent to the Nobel Prize, the Arab Nobel Prize. So it's like a very proud moment. You know, right now everyone's recognizing the importance of robotics. Everyone's now understanding the importance of AI.
It is. And you know, yesterday, I saw this video, Farah, where basically there was this guy, basically he doesn't have legs and hands, and he's on a chair. And they developed this like robot machine for him to walk. True. And it was so crazy to see. But just like on the topic of Amman in general, you know, this is not the first time that, you know, we're seeing them work with these American powerhouses. Mm-hmm. It's like they also soon coming up, there's going to be luxury villas by True. The Trump Organization in Amman. And basically the Trump Organization in partnership with Dar Global, they're going to establish that in Amman. So the fact that we're seeing, you know, all these Americans, you know, Elon Musk's AI, the Trump Organization coming to Amman, that's such a big sign of the opportunity in this region.
For sure. Look, we know, like, that.
I know yeah, we say sure. it all of the time, but mm-hmm. it's quite literally yeah. a story. Like you know, like Farah, like a decade ago, if you came to me and told me that in the next 10 years, like, this was going to be the hotspot, I'd never know it. Because you know how, like, when we were all growing up, and I do feel like this was true, the dream was the American dream.
True.
Like, every single person that I, like, a lot of families that I know, they went to America. They went and they settled there because that's a dream. To be fair, it is hard to attain. It's that not as true. Easy to settle yeah. there as mm-hmm. it is easy to settle in the UAE mm-hmm. and, you know, get a resident visa. It's not that simple with America. But it's like, that was the dream. But that, like, now we're seeing that it's quite East. Literally become the complete East. Opposite. It's become the complete
that
opposite.
Is true, yeah.
And you know, yesterday yeah. I saw this video, and man, I really agree with them. This one influencer, she was like, I feel like we need to start gatekeeping Dubai.
I think it's not only about Dubai, yeah. like, if you want to think about it in a way, like UAE, yeah. Saudi, Oman, mm. Qatar, all of these, the
many
Middle
people
East
are coming
region,
here.
Everyone's coming because, like, people are aware of the advancements yeah. that these countries or the region as a whole has achieved. Mm.
And, you know, just to wrap it up, so basically what happened is Oman Investment Authority, they've just purchased a stake from Elon Musk's AI. And now for our second topic for the day, Abu Dhabi's MGX, backed by their sovereign wealth fund Mubadala and G42, have joined 2024's biggest funding round of $10 billion for US-based Databricks. So we're seeing it again, yes. American companies. We're seeing their presence in this region. So basically what it is that Abu Dhabi unveiled MGX in March 2024, a new technology investment company aimed at accelerating the development and adoption of AI and advanced technologies. So it was basically launched by the Artificial Intelligence and Advanced Technology Council. And so MGX is set to become one of the world's largest funds focused solely on AI, with a target of surpassing $10 billion in assets under management. That is insane.
That is for sure.
That is absolutely yes. insane.
Now, people who are like thinking, like, you know, like, what is the big relation? Why does it matter? Because by backing yeah. major players like Databricks and OpenAI, MGX is aligning with the UAE's strategy to be at the forefront of AI, positioning itself in a rapidly growing global industry. Now, we know that the UAE is really working on implementing AI everywhere, right? We have seen it as well at the Dubai Future Museum.
Yeah.
Companies are implementing it. Mm. Everyone is using it. So there is, like, the MGX joining the $10 billion funding round for Databricks is not a surprise done by the UAE to, I would say, like, be at the forefront of AI.
You know, just recently, Farah, there was actually this new startup. You know what they did? They launched 3 employees. They all have their own names. They're all their own characters. And they're basically AI employees, the first in this region that are there to help companies, like, basically do their tasks, whether it's sales, whether it's administration, and, like, healthcare industries are already using it.
Of course,
they're already
using
it to log stuff in. So, no, you're definitely right about what's it called, the AI. But none other than that, I think what I find so interesting is that it says here that it's backed by Mubadala. Mm-hmm. You know, we're seeing Mubadala everywhere. We're
That's
seeing
true.
G42 everywhere. They're quite literally a part of everything. And them, you know, backing MGX, when, by the way, G42 just recently, I always say this, it interests me because I see a lot of people using Botum. Just recently, they took full ownership of AstraTech, which owns Botum, and all of these upcoming tech deals. like, man, that's insane power.
That is really for sure, for sure, for sure, you know. And as well, MGX investment in Databricks, as you said earlier, it's a no-brainer that its involvement with other major AI deals will showcase Abu Dhabi's strategy to become a leader in AI.
I think it already is, by the way. Yeah, I think because number
but we keep
one,
on hearing it, you know, like every company.
I think it's because we don't live there.
I think every company and every city like knows that there's AI and it's like the biggest and they want to help the economy and there's no doubt that UAE's economy keeps on growing and keeps on becoming better. And there is no way to improve the economy than to have innovation and what's happening
it's
around
true.
The world.
It's true, and you know, Farah, the reason why I really agree with you is because honestly, these achievements over here, these funding rounds over here, this is what builds countries. It's when they have that free market with all these activities. Because, you know, oil can only take you so far. Because, like, I'll give you an example. There was a time in Sudan, I'm not sure if it was, I think it was 2008. Do you know that during that time in Sudan, 4 Sudanese pounds at that time were actually worth $1, I believe. Imagine, like, that's how strong the Sudanese pound was. Yeah. That was basically before we, North Sudan split from South Sudan. South Sudan has all the oil. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a time
People are like changing away from, like, you know, they don't want to depend on oil.
Exactly. And if you and if you take a look at Sudan now, do you know what I mean? It's like depending on oil, it's never the solution.
That's true.
And it's like, and I love that, you know, these Middle Eastern countries, they know that. They know that. And that's why they're diversifying. That's why they're, you know, they're ensuring that they're a part of these really big projects. And finally, for our final topic for today, again, we're back to Mubadala. As I said, they're everywhere. So they have invested into an AI San Francisco American startup, Crusoe, in a $600 million Series D round. So basically what they've done is that this round was led by Founders Fund with additional investments from backers like Fidelity, NVIDIA, and Rabbit Capital. And basically what Crusoe is that they specialize in advanced AI infrastructure. And, you know, this is really all a part of their expansion. You know, they require this funding because they're trying to expand their global operations. And right now they're actually spanning 9 U.S. states and 3 countries, including Iceland. So they're completely everywhere.
They
and the
are,
fact,
for sure.
And the fact that they're backed by Mubadala, you know, that tells you that the UAE is everywhere.
For sure. Look, there is no doubt. You know, like, UAE is on everyone, like even celebrities in the United States or even the United Kingdom, they are aware of the UAE and what it has done. However, back to Crusoe, we know that Crusoe is at the intersection of AI and energy, and they want to be using their surplus or wasted energy, such as fire gas, to power AI models, which is really kind of like tricky. Like, I wonder how would they do that, which will be making it a key player in the AI infrastructure space. And as well, the rapid growth of customer base and global expansion shows the increasing demand of AI infrastructure and the critical role Crusoe is playing in it.
Yeah, and just to add on to what Farah said, this is actually not the first time that Mubadala invested into Crusoe. They actually invested into them $350 million in a Series C round in 2022. So the fact that, you know, 2022 they had that round, 2024 they now have this round, and the number has tripled.
For
the number
sure.
has tripled. It's gone from $350 million to $600 million.
That's
so we're
number.
Seeing their growing confidence. You know, we're seeing their growing confidence in Crusoe. But other than that, honestly, what I see this as is classic expansion, but in
for
the most right way possible.
Yeah, because, like, you know, like, the rapid growth that you just talked about from 200 to 600, you know, it only highlights the increasing demand for AI infrastructure globally.
Yeah, definitely. And with that being said, thank you so much for watching, everyone. This is Smashy Business. This is Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production under the Augustus Media Podcast Network. It was lovely having you today, Farah.
Thank you.
Please follow us. You can find our newsletter on Smashy TV, and you will also find us on LinkedIn, X, Instagram, and YouTube. Have a nice day.